Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 11 week. On the show, we've revealed 11 and 10 today. Every day at 2:30, we'll reveal a couple more. 11, Devontae Smith. 10, Joel Embiid. And all week to celebrate, Jack will be doing a top 11 at 5 rather than a top 5 at 5.
That's working overtime. I mean, that's that's extra work.
Well, you don't have Fritz a 6 this week.
That's fine.
Okay.
I never really do that anyway. And I still do post games, so I'm still up to 11 plus at night.
No one's asking you.
Well, I'm just saying. Like I get lambasted, I think. Right?
Yeah.
That's a word.
That's fair.
That's
good.
Yeah. It's not working hard around here. Mm-hmm. I got to do it basically a double top 5. And all the other stuff I do around here. We're grinding.
Oh, it's grind season. Stuff?
Everything.
Okay. Let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So admittedly, this was tough. And this is probably the biggest mental sweat I've ever had to do on this show. Trying to narrow down the 11 best athletes of the last 25 years. And some of our favorites aren't going to be on our list.
Well, I would say a lot of the favorites won't be on the list.
Okay, a lot of the favorites won't be on the list.
Jalen on the list?
I mean, you are taking in consideration all four teams, right?
Yeah, but no, I mean, listen, I'm not putting Drew on the list. Who cares? Stop. Then went squat. Anyway, so here's how I ranked it. The top 11 athletes of the last 25 years. Starting at number 11, Brandon Graham.
BG?
Brandon Graham, when he retired, a lot of talk about Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Do I think he's the best, one of the best overall players? No, but I think for their importance of the franchise, having the big moment in the Super Bowl, everything that Brandon Graham embodies.
Basically playing every year of the 2025.
Well, this is 2025.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He played two-thirds of
it. Yeah, but played almost the whole thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Brandon Graham comes in at number 11.
Okay.
Number 10 is where I put Zach Wheeler. Now, to not give away the rest of the list, but I feel like I can do this, he's the only pitcher I have from 2000 to 2025.
Really?
So I don't have Hamels, I don't have Halliday, and I don't have Cliff Lee. And obviously no Nola. But, like, I think Wheeler has surpassed Halliday. Now, I love Roy Halliday. He is my favorite pitcher of all time. But it was two great seasons. Mm-hmm. And his 2010 is one that will never give back. But what Zach Wheeler's done over the last 5 years has surpassed what Halliday did in the two.
You're nuts.
Two Cy Young finishes during that time period.
Well, he actually won one.
He did. And he threw a no-hitter. And he threw a perfect game in the same season. I agree. I think overall during the time, though, I mean, Wheeler has done more in the 5 years. And Hamels, I get the Hamels argument. But I think Zach Wheeler is a better pitcher than Cole Hamels was.
Well, yeah, but this is your list.
All right, you can react as we go along.
Yeah. How the hell do you have Zach Wheeler over Cole Hamels and Roy Halladay?
I think he's done more.
He's the MVP of the damn World Series.
That's fine, and he's great in 11, and I agree. Cost him in 09. But I just think he's a better pitcher than Cole Hamels. If I'm just going
off, that may be true.
You're doing the resume.
No, you're right. Go
I'm
ahead.
Doing half.
Go ahead.
I'm
Go
trying
ahead.
To balance them all.
All right.
And he's the best big game pitcher I've ever seen, Zach Wheeler, in a Phillies uniform.
I'm good with the Wheeler thing. I'm a big Wheeler guy.
Number nine is where.
Over Roy and Cole Hamels.
Because Roy's only 2 years.
It's 2 years.
Roy at his peak, better than Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
For
yes.
sure.
Yes. Right.
But Zach Wheeler has now done this for this the fifth year. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
by the way, it's a stunning. You know, we were saying, talking about best free agent signings. Like, Zach Wheeler is a pretty outrageous free agent signing for the Phillies.
Wheeler, Saquon, and Bryce. Those are the big three. Schwarber, if you want.
Because at the time, Wheeler, like, was just never good for a whole year. He was hurt a lot.
I think this is clouding you guys' judgment, too. Because he's exceeded expectations is what it is.
But he's been awesome.
He's not even been close to what Doc was in those 2 years.
I don't know. The 1 year, 2011 was great. But it's 2 years. Like, you go 5 years of work.
Yeah, 5 years of B-plus work versus.
But I don't think it's B-plus.
All right.
He finished top two.
All right, I'm not going. I don't want to rip Zach Wheeler.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry.
Number nine is where I put Chase Utley.
Wow, Utley is nine.
Utley's nine.
You cannot have Bryce higher than Utley.
How much you want to bet? Number eight is where I put Ryan Howard.
Oh, my God.
Oh
dude,
God.
Stop the list.
So I have Ryan Howard ahead of Chase, which is a big admission for me. Yeah, I think Chase is the better overall player, but I think for the importance of that team, being the big piece in the middle of the lineup, 06 was amazing. 08, great. I'll put Ryan Howard number eight.
That's kind of you.
Thank you. Number seven is where I put Donovan.
Donovan.
We haven't gotten Harper yet.
Yeah,
he's going to put Harper
over five, too?
Over Donovan, over Chase Utley, over Ryan Howard.
You said that like that's a given or something.
Bryce Harper checks in at number six.
Okay. That's Bryce.
You're crazy, man.
I don't think I'm crazy.
You met the guy a couple times. Get over it.
I've met Donovan, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Not at the peak of his powers, though.
Yeah, but like.
This is nuts. Bryce Harper's not a better Philly than Chase Utley or Ryan Howard.
Ah, but hold on. They were on some great teams. Bryce Harper saved the franchise when he came here, brought them back from the
Rob
point
Thompson
of extinction.
Saved the franchise.
Well, listen, you can make that case if you want. You think he's better than Charlie? 215? I don't think so. Just to get that one out there. Just a joke. Simple joke. But Bryce Harper, like, I mean, he has an MVP here. He has bigger postseason moments than those guys. And I know they have the ring, and that's great. But, like, Bryce also is like tasked with being the face of the franchise. They were all helped out by not having one face of the franchise.
Tasked with being face of the franchise. What task does that have other than getting his friends paid?
Listen, he got like three guys paid. Take a deep breath. Don't worry.
We got five more.
I think he'll be proud of one of these.
Okay.
Number five is where I put Lane Johnson. So Lane Johnson has two rings. I'm trying to think of like the embodiment of one. It was basically between Peters, Trey, and Lane of the outside guys.
Mm-hmm.
And while I love Jason Peters, the end did taint kind of how I feel about Jason Peters, unfortunately, because he was dominant.
Yeah.
I mean, Lane is.
Yeah.
I try to put lock Hall of Famers at this point, like 5-1, and Lane's a lock Hall of Famer, doing it for a long time, and he's basically just solidified the right side for 12 of our years.
Yeah,
here.
No argument with Lane.
Yep.
Yeah, no argument.
Number four is where I put Embiid.
Embiid four. Okay.
That is.
What do you think about that?
Gracious.
Well, I got to hear the other three guys.
Yeah, I mean, but he's got Embiid ahead of Chase. He's got Embiid ahead of Bryce.
I think
he's got Embiid ahead of. Ryan Howard.
Donovan. Harper.
Yeah.
For my money, he's the best singular player I've seen in the last 25 years. The most dominant singular player. Now, the losses, they get held against him. I agree.
Evidently, they don't.
But they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, how could you got him at number four?
I know.
Because he'd be number one.
If you get the one conference final, he might be number one. Or one fun finals run, he's probably number one. He's the best Sixer I've ever seen. But his resume.
He's only been alive for 30 years.
That's not bad. That's more than most people can comment on sports. I'm getting older. Number three is where I put Jason Kelce.
Okay.
So Jason Kelce, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Six-time All-Pro. I think we know that.
Yep.
And we're talking about, like, a Mount Rushmore Eagle, one of the best runs in Eagles history.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey's on it. Where I put Jason Kelsey.
All right.
Okay.
Number two is where I put Iverson.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And number one, I still think it's Brian Dawkins.
That is fair.
I still think it's Brian Dawkins. Mm. So the top 11 athletes the last 25 years, BG, Zach Wheeler, Utley, Howard, Donovan, Harper, Lane, Embiid, Kelsey, Iverson, Dawkins.
All right. I mean, I can see all these guys on the list. I got no problem. I may have them in different orders.
Like, here's the problem with the Embiid thing. I agree with you. He is the best player I have seen from 2000 to now. Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia, I don't think I've seen a better player. Maybe you could argue Saquon this year.
For 1 year,
but,
yeah.
But Embiid had it a string of 5 years where he was outrageous, right?
Yep.
I think you... I would hold his failures in the playoffs against him more than you held them against him.
That's
maybe.
Big of you.
Yeah.
That's big of you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But also, I would.
Yeah. I think pound for pound, he's the best I've seen here.
Yeah, but that I agree with.
We all agree with you on that. But the idea of, I got a 2-time Super Bowl champion there, a 2-time Super Bowl champion there.
Rick Lovato, Jake Elliott?
I got Bellum at the bank. I got a World Series champion here. I got a World Series champion here. I'm just trying to figure out why isn't Embiid in front of all these guys.
Well, Doc is, too.
Well, I know why he is.
Though. Yeah.
That's a good point by you.
Yeah.
So the most notable omissions for me were Rollins.
Yep.
Jalen, A.J. Brown, B. West, Shady.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jeru, Hamels, Fletch, and Halliday.
Yeah, 11 is tough, man.
11's, it's hard.
It's tough.
Tough.
It is. I can see all these guys, and I can see those guys you just named on this top 11.
I know. Like, Shady is a tough one for me, too, because Shady was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's number one in rushing yards in the franchise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There it is, Jack's top 11 Philadelphia athletes from the year 2000 to 2025. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free with no money down. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I might have AI number one.
Really?
Yeah.
There's an argument for it.
I love Dog, but I'm just going by my time of being here. He's the best athlete that I've seen in this city.
Well, and if
in
you
my
want,
time of being here.
If you want to take your quarterback thing about it, sort of all that position being more important, the best player on a basketball team is just about the most important position you can have in sports, you know, on a good basketball team.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't argue AI over Mike Schmidt as to go to Broad Street, but I would have argued.
Well, our listeners did.
I could argue.
Schmitty was not.
Yeah, Schmitty was shocked by that.
Yeah. Blue and Charlotte, you're on WIP. What's up, Blue?
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's up, Blue?
What's up, Blue?
To you all. Hey, man, you know, listen, man. Hey, Fritz, wasn't that the top 11 at 5?
Yeah. Yes. He said he's doing that all week.
I already made a four-course and ate a four-course meal, man, waiting on y'all ass.
It's a tough task.
Come on, man. Come on, it's top 5 at 5. Be consistent.
Well, it's top 11 all week this week, just so you know.
Hey, I know that. And that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about that, too. Mm-hmm. But first off, I got some advice for Spike. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Yo, man, stop popping the blue chews, bro. Look.
Wow.
You licking hands.
I didn't lick anyone's hand, bro.
Like a dog, he said. All right.
Let's. Yeah. Now the legend of this is going to grow. I did not lick anyone's hand. I was trying to calm the dog.
Were you panting?
Down. I was not panting. It was just a little kiss to the top of the dog's head, and somebody's hand ended up being in the way.
Twice.
Hey, man, don't get
well,
high.
It was like bang, bang.
That's all I'm going to say. Don't get high off your own supply.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, let's get back to top 11. First of all, Jody DeCamera, instead of wearing a Phillies uniform to work, he needs to wear a clown uniform to work because that's what he is by not having Jalen Hurts in the top 11. But you know, let me explain to you why Jalen Hurts is elite. And I know this is going to really stick in the grill of both Spike and Jack.
Yep, get him.
Look, over the past 4 years since he's been a full-time starter, Jalen Hurts has averaged 3,600 passing yards. He's averaged 20 passing touchdowns. He's averaged 13 rushing touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Okay?
Yep.
So when I think about Jalen Hurts, I look at him not in a one-year window, not in a somewhat down year. Anybody that makes Super Bowl MVP and consider that a down year is a joke. But I will acknowledge that the passing game struggled last year, no doubt. But when you look at the totality of this guy's career as a full-time starter, 2 Super Bowls in 4 years as a full-time starter, and the stats that I just laid out to you, this guy is not only elite quarterback, he's an elite playmaker.
I like that.
Blue, you just read off those numbers like you could read off any numbers and make them sound impressive. You know, 20 passing touchdowns a year is not like an impressive number. And the 13 rushing touchdowns a year when 65% of them are tush pushes is also not an impressive number. Now, again, I have Jalen on my list. Also, 3,600 passing yards. It's fine, but it is certainly not an impressive number. You can't like read off those numbers like they're some big deal, and they're not like great numbers.
The numbers are impressive.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Don't before. Hey, Jackie Softball. Wait up.
Baseball.
Look, Jackie Softball. Because until you beat the camera, I'll call you Jackie Baseball.
All right, listen. Listen, right Green.
But listen, it is impressive. When you average like over 30 total touchdowns a game, I don't care less if it's 1 yard, push,
but,
or a 10 to 15 yard run. It's 6 points and it helps.
But it's
your
not
team
but
win.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Your team doesn't help your team.
Yes, but it helps your team in a different way. It helps your team. Blue, it helps your team in a different way. Scoring from 15 yards out or 20 yards out is a different thing than scoring from the half yard line when there's somebody, the tight end is pushing you into the end zone. Like, they're different. Yes, they're both 6 points, but if you're distributing who gets the credit and how much value that brings, they're different. They just are. It's fine to admit, but they're different.
They are.
I'm talking about totality.
Yes, right? And in so totality, those numbers are not impressive.
Look, the reason why I put the stats out there, because you and Jack are all on stats. But when I combine that with the fact that in 4 years as a full-time starter, he's been in 2 Super Bowls.
That's great.
And one
that's not a stat.
And an MVP.
Those are not stats.
Compared to your boys. Burrow, Jackson, and aside from Mahomes, like who else is doing this?
How come nobody talks about all the other players that were in 2 Super Bowls in 3 years as taking them to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years? Like,
I can say the same thing for Mahomes. I can say the same thing for Burrow. When he made it to the Super Bowl, you think he made it by himself? Typically, Super Bowl teams
I can't have this conversation over and over and over again. I disagree with you. I appreciate your opinion. I can't have
I appreciate your opinion, but look, we can agree to disagree, but you can't discount my argument.
Yep. Watch me.
You can try.
It's a good argument, Blue.
Yeah, it's a good argument, Blue.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Last thing.
Yeah.
You guys Dave Chappelle fans?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
All right, do you know the character that he played, Buck Nasty?
I don't remember Buck Nasty.
Buck Nasty was a pimp.
Okay.
And what Buck Nasty did, he hosted the Player Hater of the Year Award. So I'm gonna reactivate that. I'm nominating you and Fritz as the co-player haters of the year in 2025.
Not
that
a
makes
hater.
Sense.
Not
thank
a hater.
Congratulations.
Not thank you for
appreciate
the call.
Appreciate it.
If you want to say I'm a hater of Boehm,
yeah, he'll admit that. Yeah,
I'm not fair,
Bryce.
Not fair. Not,
wait,
I do
you
not
see that
hate
home
Bryce.
Run he hit yesterday.
I know.
433
wow,
feet.
Come on, man.
Well, the next judge, SummerSlam.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of like when I said Ben should shoot, and everybody's like, he doesn't need to. And then he hit a 3-pointer, and they were like, in your face. And I was like, but that's what I said he should do. Look, if Boehm's hitting balls 433 feet, I'm happy. Hit the home runs. That's what I want. You're 6'5", 215 pounds.
You just want the counting stats, just like with Jalen.
Yeah.
You just want the big passing
numbers.
Did you
hear him listing the 20 passing touchdowns a year like I was supposed to crumble in the face of that number?
18.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're 6 points. Spike, come on.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Yeah. Man, this year is going to be something else. This football season is going to be something else with a quarterback. It really is. It really is. Because I see only two paths.
Yeah.
I see.
He's going to win the MVP this year.
But I'm putting $50 on it.
I'm putting 100.
I'm putting $50 on two things. Sixers winning the Eastern Conference and Jalen winning the MVP.
Yep.
Those are the two things of equal chance. Actually, what's Jalen plus 1,600?
Yep.
Might have gone down by now.
Yeah.
Was plus 2,000.
Sixers, I think, are plus 3,500 to win the title. I don't know what they are to win the
Eastern
Conference.
Yeah, I'll just
take
getting there.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I wish they had odds of beating a good team in the playoffs. I wish they had one of those. Oh, boy. Well, we have Phillies baseball on WIP again tonight.
Fighting!
Four against the Miami Marlins. Got to get three there, right,
yes.
Jack? We got to get three.
Got to get three.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I always live with the split, but with like three or four. I
always ready to give him a pass.
Yes, always. He's...
Pass always. Lower expectations,
yep.
Right?
Yep, yep.
Lower expectations.
No one better.
Bryce over Utley. That's a rough one, man.
I'm surprised he said that.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Well, I tell
what
you,
do you,
really, you really have. It's out of sight, out of mind. You just done threw Utley away, huh?
Yep.
I haven't thrown Utley
away. Yeah, you have. That was your guy.
He is my guy. He's my favorite player of all time.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like Bryce is your favorite player.
Well, I've got to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no J-Roll. Come on, man.
Well, come on. Stop.
We will get you ready for the game coming up with leading off. Also, a certain former Eagle continues to lash out against the Eagles.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We have audio of that, right? There's audio of that. We will get you that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.